Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this on-location episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at Over Farm in Gloucester, but for a different kind of event than what we'd normally be here for. We'd normally be here for the Frightmare Halloween Festival, which is it's one of the OGs when it comes to UK haunts. We have been coming here for a few years, but it's been here a long, long time, and it's, you know, grown and grown. It's one of the original hay rides we had here in the UK. Some fantastic attractions, including Wonderland, and yeah, it's always good. Now, this season, they felt they weren't able to open in a safe and COVID secure way, which is totally understandable. So instead, they're not just closing up shop for the season, they are creating a brand new attraction. So we are here for The Walk. So we're going to go around now. It has lots of different elements throughout this sort of outdoor attraction. I'm here with Hannah as well. Hannah, how's it going?
I'm really excited. I don't know what I'm expecting, but having looked at the website, I'm actually really excited to see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to give you a few snippets here, and then afterwards we're going to go through each section and give you our full in-depth review. There will be a Scarecam episode on our YouTube channel, so check that out, www.youtube.com/scaretrack, to check out our mini Scarecam as well. But for now, let's get scared.
Yeah. You're listening to Scaretrack.
We are going in.
I see more people.
Cool people.
Too many nowadays.
Whoa!
They missed, and you're still alive. That's the problem.
My clue's it. There, good. They're dead, but they keep me company while the rest of the crew's doing God knows what drugs.
So we just met a pirate.
He's
hanging around with a load of dead friends.
Just hanging out.
just hanging out. And we're in like a toxic wasteland now. This looks pretty cool.
Ooh.
Whoa! Nice bit of fire. I can just hear people in the trees.
See multiple people in the trees.
Oh, I need to open my eyes. Graveyard. This looks cool.
I don't have a pocket.
Ooh.
Welcome. Welcome, dear friends.
Thank you.
Welcome to the center. Mind your step as you go. Now, how can we help you this evening? A room for one? Or two rooms for two?
We'll top and tail.
You two, indeed. Come on. Anything else you'd like to look of? Maybe this one?
Yeah, I'll have this one.
You can't, it's mine.
Oh.
Sorry. So many spells. I'll turn you into a beast!
Ooh.
Nothing but a beast.
She was cool. So yeah, you were saying it was good that there's lots of space between us.
Yeah, I'm really liking the fact that we haven't seen the group before us since they went into the walk, and the group behind us I haven't seen at all, so it's really well distanced.
Definitely.
Like, I definitely feel like we're on our own in the woods.
Yeah, and again, we can't compare this to usual years of Frightmare. We can't compare it to...
Different.
It's a completely different sort of thing. What I will say is that all, like, the set pieces they've created are really cool. Like, there's some really good big bits of theming, which I don't recognise from any of their mazes either. So they've done a really good job out here. So, yeah, and like Hannah said, it's totally social distance. So it's a perfect COVID secure attraction.
I do feel like maybe a little bit of music wouldn't...
Just some audio, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I just heard a chainsaw.
I think we're coming towards the end. Oh, this is... Whoa. I don't think I'm prepared for this. Whoa. So we have just finished the trail, which had a nice chainsaw finale. It was like an outdoor scare maze bit, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really
good. Really, really enjoyed it.
Definitely. And we're now just have been to the bar, and now we're going to get some food, and we'll do our full in-depth review. So we are now in the bar area, and the bar wenches, as they're called, are very beautiful, strapping women. When you see the scare come, it makes sense. They show us to our table. They let us know where the toilets are, where the exit is, how we're allowed to get, when we're allowed to get up. They're the only reasons, basically. If you're leaving, having a wee, or having a fag, they give us a leaving time. We have our dedicated table. It's all been done so COVID secure, hasn't it, Hannah? Hannah's eating because we just filmed a mini little beer break, which again you can check out at the end of our scare cam. So we're going to eat our burgers, we're going to drink our beers, and then we're going to head out of the bar back over to the car to give you our full in-depth review about our evening here at the walk.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So we are now back home, a little bit of a different ending to this Scare Trap podcast. We're going to give our full in-depth review about the whole event of the walk at Over Farm. But the reason we're at home is because rather than wrapping it up at the event, is we had a nice little drink, didn't we, Hannah?
Yeah, we had a nice relaxing drink with a burger in the bar at the end. Obviously, with new COVID regulations, that was wrapping up sort of when we arrived after our venture through the walk. But it was really nice to sit down, have a drink, and take in the joys of the mime clown.
Yeah, he's awesome. And I'll put his link below so you can follow him on Facebook. The famous clown that we come to know and love, Frightmare. He was there this evening providing the entertainment in the bar area. If you head over to Scare Camp, you'll be able to see a few clips of the event. They were kind enough to let us film and take some photos. And also, we did a little tiny mini beer break of that bar as well, because it seems that it's working quite well. We've tried it with theme parks. It's working with Scream Parks. People like to know what there is to eat and drink and things like that. So obviously a little bit different to previous years. Like Hannah said, not only the event, but the bar area and entertainment area as well. I was really glad that they had the clown there, though. He's awesome. He's really funny and crazy and off the wall. And that's what Frightmare are known for, especially when it comes to their characters. Like, they had people in bin bags. They have people in laundry. Like, they just have mad characters, don't they, usually?
Yeah, and it was so nice to see them retaining some of that aspect for what is an entire new event.
Yeah, and it is a whole new event, The Walk. In fairness, I thought they would do something like Frightmare Presents The Walk or Frightmare The Walk or anything like that, just try and just keep in with their branding. But it's a smart idea of what they've done, because it's nothing like Frightmare in the slightest. It is a completely new event. Now, we've gone on opening night. It was the 8th. Was due to open last weekend, but of course with the heavy rain, and it was heavy, and they're prone to flooding anyway, bless them, they weren't able to go ahead. So we went technically on opening night, and of course this is a little bit different to what we'd normally do with reviews. We'd normally go through an attraction, and we would come out of it and tell you about that. Now this is a bit different. It's basically, as it says in the title, a walk. So we're going to talk through each scene, and each scene is displayed on their website as well. So there's we might give a few spoilers here, but you can check these out at the website as well. So first up was a wooden walkway, which basically was just a wooden walkway. We didn't see any characters at this point. It was just, you know what, that was visually quite stunning. They had orange bulbs, which sounds silly, but it's light bulbs that just looked really nice on the way up, and then an awesome sort of wooden skull, which just looked really impressive visually, didn't it?
Yeah, and you had to, we thought you had to walk through it, but you had to walk around it. But it looks like there is potential in the future for actors to be on the structure itself.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that needs to stay there. And although that was quite far away from what the main Frightmare area would be, it worked well. It looked really, really visually beautiful. Next up was Pirate's Gallows. And in this area, we met up with a funny little pirate. He was chilling out, cracking a few jokes, hanging around with his friends who have literally been hanged, a few skeletons. But a fun little area, some nice lighting in there, those nice blues, nice greens, just to give it a little bit of a bit of colour. Next up, we went into the Voodoo Woods, which worked really well. I've missed one. It was UV Toxic Wasteland, which looked really cool, didn't it? They had a fire
really
effect
liked
in there.
This because you could see the UV containers before you'd entered the area, and then through that I could see the character sort of wandering around waiting for us, so it was added to the suspense that I knew that I was walking towards a character. And then going through the scene, the character was sort of following us but weaving in and out of the boxes, and we walked over little tiny bridges, which was weird because there was no need for us to go up and down and up,
but it kind of just added.
But it added to it.
Yeah, it did add to it. It made some bangs, made some noises, and yeah, the UV stuff. I like a bit of UV.
And there was fire.
I love a bit of fire. So then onto Voodoo Woods, which what I was going to say a moment ago. It just worked really well because you went into an area of over farm's land where it was just very heavy on trees. They have lots of dangling things like voodoo stuffs, and they sounded really cool. I think we got some audio here, we got some visuals over on Scarecam, but yeah, just some cool voodoo people within the woods worked really, really well. I liked it. We then went on to the cemetery, which I think was some of the best theming. It looked really, really good. Some really big statues, and the guy in there was really cool. He was like, you staying for the night? Would you like this?
Well,
would
it started off with a really scary skid, which
that's our cat in the background.
Stop it!
A scary skid.
Yeah, he like skidded out of nowhere in front of us and
opened the gates into the cemetery.
I know it sounds weird saying it was a creepy skid, but it was.
But he was cool. He was creepy. He was scary, but he was also quite interactive, quite chatty. Some characters were there mainly just to give you a little bit of a fright, whilst others were there to interact a little bit. Obviously, this is night one. You could argue maybe over time, characters could interact that little bit more, I guess. But it's difficult. There was only two of us in our group.
Yeah, I think you get what you get. Yeah. If you don't interact with the characters, they're not going to interact with you.
Yeah, so you get more the more you put in, really. After that, we had the carousel, which was cool. It was literally a carousel, and a guy on like a, it was like a horse-drawn carriage sort of thing. He was at the front of it, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he was, because I didn't notice him, and you saw him.
I saw him get on the carousel.
Oh, yeah, but before that, he was sat on something.
I really liked the scene. The carousel was lit up as normal, and he was like a hobo. Creature, clown thing. It all worked really well. The only thing I'd say for this scene was music would have really enhanced it if there was some kind of audio.
Creepy merry-go-round music.
Yes, just something that really would have enhanced it. And I understand it's a very open field. The music would probably bleed into other scenes. But I just felt like that one particular scene would have been more enhanced with some music.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we said throughout the whole thing, although, and we have got a couple more scenes that we'll go through in a moment, but we really enjoyed the entire experience. It was around, 15 to 20 minutes, maybe? So I really enjoyed the experience. I think tonight was only £17 each, so I think I got our money's worth. I think it was enjoyable. Again, very different to Frightmare, but a fun Halloween trail in the woods with some scares, I'd say. It was really, really fun, really enjoyable. Worth the two-hour journey there for us crazy people. But the only thing, the lighting looked good. There was some great bangs, some great fire, great characters, great theming. Some areas of theming looked absolutely stunning. But audio is the only thing that I didn't feel there was enough of. And of course, we were chatting to the people that run the event, and they did mention it is difficult because they're outdoors. It bleeds, the wind changes, and you can't hear it. So I can understand that. But if there was one scene that could have definitely benefited from a bit, it definitely would be that carousel. Maybe if he even had a little Jack in the Box that made the or if they had an accordion or whatever it's called, accordion, and he could be playing that as he was going around, just to give it a different element there. But yeah, I totally agree with Hannah on that one, especially the carousel. But it looked awesome. It worked really well. Next up, we had a witch's hovel, which again, it was in like a woodland area of the trail. Witches were coming with their scary book, putting a spell on us. It worked really, really cool. It was really nice.
There was a really nice fire effect towards the end of that scene as well.
Yeah, nice big bit of fire. Scarecrows. What can you say about scarecrows? But they're there. They're cool. I don't remember seeing any actual physical scarecrow people. But we saw a theming of scarecrows.
We had lots of photos with them.
So it was a cool little photo op. And when we asked if we were able to take video or if we could take audio, they said you're allowed to with this event anyway. So you guys, if you're going to visit, obviously don't hold up the trail too much, but take a quick photo. And that's what I wanted to mention before we get onto our last scene, which is a surprise scene. That's what it says on the website, but we'll give you the spoiler. I felt so safe at this event. Not saying that other events aren't safe whatsoever.
We haven't done any yet.
We've only done one other, and we've only been to theme parks, and I'm going to a few more this season. But the amount of COVID controls they've got in, obviously it's all outdoors, there's nothing indoors. You were seated at your table, you were told of how long you're allowed to stay there. They did that with these awesome bar wenches. So head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, to see the bar wenches. They were really funny, and all they had to do was show us their signs. They were mute, but they worked really well. But the rest of the event, the queuing up systems for the food and drink worked well. And the trail, we didn't bump into anyone in front of us, and there was no one behind us.
Nicely spaced.
Really nicely spaced.
There was nothing that needed us to touch anything. Like, there was no curtains or flaps or anything. Like, there was no need for us to touch anything. There was no need for us to be near anyone. It made me feel so much more on edge knowing that there was no one around.
To hide behind. And then spoiler alert, at the end on the website they say it's a surprise, but it was basically A mini scare maze is sort of like a mini scare section, I'd say. So you'd go into a...
An area
which looked well themed, where basically two crazy chainsaw people were chasing you around this area. But it was a perfect end, wasn't it, really? An old school chainsaw finale. Again, all outdoors. The theming looked good. The theming before that section was the whole big pumpkin patch, which I don't think is actually listed on their website here. But
I thought that was Scarecrows.
That might have been Scarecrows. But Scarecrows was earlier on as well, wasn't it? There was a little section before the ceremony. The cemetery, where we had the photo with them, that one as well. So, but yeah, it looked really good. The pumpkins were there, and yeah, it was a nice little finale, especially with the chainsaws. It really worked. I really enjoyed it. Like I say, it's not terrifying. It's more spooky fun with a few frights. Yeah. But everyone else who was there seemed to have a great time. It was all people our age as well. It wasn't like a family event. It was more like a, you know, your older people. I say old. We're not old. But it
we
was
are
your,
old.
True. But it wasn't like a kids event. It was, you know, it was for adults. And it was really fun. It was really good. It was completely COVID safe. You don't need to wear a mask because everything is outdoors. Of course, if you want to wear a mask, you're more than welcome to do so. Wear good shoes, because if it was raining, it would be quite muddy. And I think that's it, really. It's on their website, they're saying it's a 12A evening. So basically anyone 12 and over who can go with adults. But yeah, a very different style of event for us. Like I say, we've done long, continuous style haunts before, but this was that little bit different. Hannah, I've had a great time.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you for taking me.
Anytime, my wife. But yeah, really enjoyable. I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast. A huge thank you for listening, as always. And Frightmare, thanks for letting us record some audio as we go around as well. Like I say earlier, head over to scaretrack.co.uk, where you can find everything Scare Track related, including our Scare Cam episode from tonight, because there are some visuals that looked really, really awesome. And be sure to follow us on all our social media pages as we are doing our Halloween tour. Now, of course, there's not as many events as usual, but we still have got a nice hefty handful of events we are going to. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Like I say, our website, scaretrack.co.uk, has everything you need, including our new merch. And we've got our face masks for sale on there as well. So a huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.
Bye. We'll be right back.